A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava Harab Mir Kahana Yosef Ben Meir Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Well, we have two subjects we want to discuss this week. One is Donald Trump's actions during his meeting with Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin, and how he's helping Russia and helping Syria and helping Iran, helping the enemies of America and the enemies of Israel and endangering Israel. And we also want to discuss, as our second subject, how Bibi Netanyahu is again proposing the release of the worst Arab, Muslim, Nazi, terrorist, mass murderers. Let's start off with Bibi Netanyahu and his proposed release of Muslim, Nazi, terrorist, mass murderers. The Hamas terrorists in Gaza have the bodies, or at least information about the bodies, of three Israeli soldiers whom they murdered. These three Israeli soldiers were murdered during Bibi Netanyahu's joke of a so-called war against the terrorists in Gaza a couple of years ago. And in exchange for the dead bodies of three Israeli soldiers, Bibi is proposing the release of many Muslim Nazi terrorists. Of course, Bibi Netanyahu, Avigdor Lieberman, the so-called defense minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett, the so-called education minister, all of the other politicians on the phony right in Israel have already released thousands and thousands of Muslim terrorist mass murderers who have gone on to murder more Jews. Thousands and thousands of Muslim terrorist mass murderers, instead of being executed as they all should have been, they were all released. After slaughtering innocent Jewish men, women, and children, they were released by Netanyahu and by the Likud government. The fact is, for those of you who support Netanyahu and the Likud and the phony right in Israel, it is the phony right that has released 90%, roughly 90% of the Muslim terrorists who have been let out of Israeli prisons since 1977, since the first Likud government was elected, that cursed day in 1977 when the first Likud government was elected. Since then, over 90% of the terrorist releases have happened under Likud governments, not under the governments of the open left, because the open left is incapable of doing what the Likud is capable of doing. The open left wants to release the Muslim terrorists, want to do these insane, suicidal, evil, anti-Jewish things, but they're incapable. Because when the open left is in power, when you have an open leftist prime minister like Ehud Smolmert, or Ehud Barak, or Shimon Peres, when they're in power, they would like to do these terrible things, but the vast majority of the Israeli public don't want them to. The minute they propose doing something, the Israeli public says, Oh no, you're a very weak leader, we don't want you doing this, you're endangering our security, you're endangering our survival. The Israeli public doesn't trust them. Even if they make them prime minister, they still don't trust them when it comes to making concessions. And so, 90% of the terrorists who have been released since 1977 were released under Likud governments, not under governments of the open left. The Likud is the phony right. Not under governments of the open left. And 90%, the same figure, 90% of Israeli retreats from the land of Israel, over 90% actually, of the surrender of Jewish land since the 1967 Six-Day War has taken place under Likud governments. The entire Sinai was given over to Muslim Nazi Egypt by the Likud government of Menachem Begin. The brutal pogrom, the brutal expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif took place under Arik Sharon, who was elected on the Likud party ticket. And the brutal expulsion last year of the Jews in Amona and the Jews in Beit El and in other Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, that has taken place under the governments of Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett and Avigdor Lieberman, not under the governments of the open left. So it is precisely the phony right that poses the greatest danger to us, because only the phony right can actually carry out these terrible policies. In fact, there's even a slogan of the Likud was, only the Likud can deliver peace. Only the Likud can deliver. Only the Likud can actually carry out the painful concessions, the suicidal concessions, and that's true. It's the Likud that is more dangerous for Israel than the open left. And that's why we're supporting Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut party. He's the only one, really, who has been telling the truth and stands for the truth. He's not perfect, and we have differences of opinion with him. He's not a Kahanist, and as you know, we are Kahanists. So we have our differences of opinion with him, but at least he's been telling the truth. He's against releasing any of the Muslim Nazi terrorist murderers. He's against giving up even 1 millimeter of Jewish land. He's against expelling any Jew and said he would never sit in any government or be part of any coalition that expelled even one Jew from the land of Israel. He proposes paying the Arabs to leave the land of Israel, offering them compensation to permanently leave. So his positions on the issues are definitely the best, and he is an honest person. I know him personally, and he's an honest person, and that's why we support him. But the one bright spot for Israel through all of this, the real bright spot again, is our advertising campaign. I showed you last week some examples of how many views we're getting on our videos because of our advertising campaign, our YouTube videos. And that's continuing. I mean, we are just building and building and building. And it's come to the point where roughly 15,000 people saw our videos just from the advertising campaign. That's, if it's 15,000 a week, that's 60,000 Israeli Jews a month being exposed to our message. Of course, it's not enough. We want millions to see our message. But tens of thousands of Jews in a country the size of Israel seeing our videos and seeing our message, that is something. Tens of thousands of Jews is in a country with only 6 million Jews. That's something. If every month, tens of thousands of Jews, 60, 50, 60, 70,000 Jews every month, that's a substantial number of people viewing our message. The question comes up, will a video of that's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or however long our videos are, our videos vary, of course, in length, but will some video that lasts a few minutes, can that undo a lifetime of brainwashing? Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't, but it is essential that we reach them with the message. At least they're finally getting some truth. At least Israelis are finally being exposed to some truth. Now, of course, we want much more. And if we had much more, then we would definitely have a huge historic impact very quickly. If instead of tens of thousands, it was millions of Israelis seeing our video, meaning the whole country, then, of course, the impact would be much greater. But we work with what we've got. Every time you help us, every time you send a check or a money order or cash donation to our post office box, or every time you help us online, you're helping us reach more Israeli Jews with our message. More Jewish souls are being enlightened, are receiving facts and information that they'll never get anywhere else. Every time you help us. That's what our advertising campaign does. So we need your help. We need your help. If only we had a multi-million dollar budget, then we can change history, then we would be able to change history very quickly. But unfortunately, we don't have that, so we've got to work with what we do have. And I think you see that we're fighting guerrilla warfare here, and we're still reaching tens of thousands of people. That's still a pretty impressive accomplishment for us. And hopefully, the cumulative effect of all of this advertising and all the videos that we're showing, hopefully this will have an impact, and it is a pain. The political parties and political leaders are now aware of our videos, and it is something that annoys them. We're at the very least, we're a pain in the neck to them. We are a pain in the neck to them, at the very least. So at least there's some pressure. At least there's some pressure from the real right. And you can make that pressure stronger, and you can give the voices of strength in Israel a boost every time you help us. And by the way, it's not just money that we need. We need you to boost our videos and promote us and support us and strengthen our English language movements, because our English language movement helps the Hebrew movement. So we need your help in many different areas. So that's the first thing that's happening. Unfortunately, we have the same leaders in Israel betraying the Jewish people, and we're trying to do our best to fight against it. And those of you who are active in JTF, you are playing a role in the one organization that is really reaching people with a message, really hitting hard. I mean, we tell it like it is in our videos in a way that nobody else dares to do in Israel. The second subject we wanted to speak about is Donald Trump. And I don't enjoy speaking about him. You know that I hate his guts. I think he's a disgusting, immoral, vile individual. I think he's scum. I have contempt for his supporters. I think his supporters are either morons or also immoral scum like him. So, you know, I don't enjoy speaking about Donald Trump. But, the things he's doing are so outrageous. He meets with Vladimir Putin. It is so obvious that he is controlled by Putin. It is so obvious that Putin has something over him and his family, because Putin can easily release information that would guarantee that Trump's presidency would be brought down, because there's no question that Trump and his family were involved in illegal activities with the Russians. There's no question about it. There's no question that they are bought and paid for, that this is the most corrupt, outrageous situation you could possibly have. And so he meets with Putin, and they stage this little situation where he pretends he's asking Putin about Russian meddling in the presidential election last year, when in fact the whole thing is a staged event. And then he winds up accepting Putin's explanation and then says, now we have to move on. Let's forget about this, the fact that the Russians openly interfered in the presidential election, hacked American computers, and played a role in trying to manipulate an American election. He said, Trump says, no, let's move on. We have to move forward. We have to forget about this now. And he agrees. He makes an agreement with Putin, a disastrous agreement for a so-called ceasefire in Syria, in southern Syria, where the Russians and the Iranians and the Syrians and the Syrian government forces are strongest. He makes an agreement for a ceasefire there. What does that do? That strengthens the hand of Iran and enables the Iranians to move their forces close to the Israeli border, which is what they're trying to do together with Hezbollah, the terrorist organization that works with Iran. And so Israel is being put in jeopardy by Trump's moves. Remember, we warned you in the campaign that Trump and Putin were going to work together. And when Russia and the United States work together against Israel in the Middle East, that's a very dangerous combination. And that is what Trump is doing. You know, Obama was a Muslim Jew hater and an enemy of Israel, wanted to destroy Israel. And his Secretary of State was John Kerry, was scum and terrible, evil people. And Hillary Clinton, of course, completely evil, a vicious Jew hater. But as bad as they were, at least in one area, they were not completely in the hip pocket of Vladimir Putin. They did appease Putin. They were cowardly toward Putin, as they were cowardly in every aspect of their foreign policy. But Trump is a puppet of Putin. And Trump is building an alliance with Putin that will endanger Israel. He's doing whatever Putin demands. He's doing Putin's bidding, as much as he can get away with it. And even Republicans, by the way, are attacking Trump over this. Republicans are Republican senators or Republican members of Congress saying, what the hell is this? What are you making agreements with Putin and his and his allies in Syria, the Syrian regime that uses chemical warfare against their own children, against their own women and children. I mean, these are monsters. Putin is a monster. And the Iranians, the Russians and the Iranians are all fighting on the same side. They're all allies. And this is who you're helping? The Russians are building nuclear bombs for Iran. And you're helping them? I mean, this is very dangerous for Israel, very dangerous for the United States. Trump's control, the fact that Trump is under control of Putin and the Kremlin is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And he keeps, every time he meets with them, every time he meets with the Russian ambassador, when he met with Putin, he keeps giving them information, secret information. You know, he said he has a cyber security. He said another agreement he had with Putin that he came to another agreement with Putin during their meeting for Russia and the United States to work together on cyber security. Russia is going to work together with the United States on cyber security? Talk about asking the wolf to guard the chicken coop. I mean, this is like asking Hitler to work together against anti-Semitism. I mean, this is so absurd. Russia is the number one premier perpetrator of hacking and cyber crimes in the world. Number one by far in every area. And Trump is now saying we're going to work together with Russia on this. Of course, what the Russians are going to do, they're going to take all the American information that Trump keeps giving them, keeps leaking to them and keeps giving them, and they're going to use it to more effectively attack America and American security interests. Hey, this is so unbelievable. Can you imagine if Obama was doing this with Putin? What all the Trump supporters would be saying about Obama or Hillary Clinton if she was doing this. She came with the big reset button when she met with the Russians. You remember? And she was so ridiculed for that. And of course, she should have been ridiculed for that. She's a beast. And she was appeasing the Russians. There's no question about it. She's a horrible beast. But Trump is going further than, is certainly going further than she would have gone, certainly going further than Obama would go with Russia. I mean, he's really completely doing whatever Russia tells him to do. And the danger here is that Syria will turn into an Iranian base of operation, a Russian-Iranian base of operation against Israel right on Israel's northern border. And that's a very dangerous situation. Because Hezbollah, which receives its weapons and its funding primarily from Russia and from Iran, the Hezbollah terrorists already have hundreds of thousands of missiles on Israel's northern border. And it's Russia that's arming them, and it's Russia that protects them, and it's Russia that they're fighting with, and it's Russia that trains them. And Trump is signing security agreements and ceasefires and enabling them to come in on Israel's northern border, and cybersecurity agreements with the Russians, and when Israel tries to help the United States and gives the United States information, as they did, intelligence information, Trump runs and leaks it to the Russians, who of course are Israel's enemies and are America's enemies. You have a dangerous, sick, mentally unbalanced, immoral buffoon who is sitting in the White House and who has all the national secrets and controls the nuclear codes. It's a very dangerous world now. It was dangerous with Obama's president too. Obama was a terrible president. And the prior presidents were all terrible presidents, all in recent history. Bush was a terrible president, so was certainly Bill Clinton was certainly terrible. But Trump really is doing things that should alarm anybody. Because his behavior is not stable, it's not sane, it's not rational. He's doing things that are very, very dangerous. And we warned you that this was going to happen, and it's happening, it's playing out, unfortunately, exactly as we warned. It's unbelievable that you still have Jews who defend Trump after all that he has done, after all the betrayals, after he broke every campaign promise in regard to Israel, all his betrayals, he runs to Poland and makes a speech praising the Poles for what they did in the Holocaust. The Poles murdered millions of Jews in the Holocaust. They were as responsible for the Holocaust as the Germans. The Germans knew that the Poles were going to cooperate fully with the murder of the Jews during the Holocaust. That's why they built Auschwitz and other concentration camps, other death camps in Poland, because they knew the Polish population was viciously jealous and viciously anti-Semitic and murderously anti-Semitic, and they knew that virtually all Poles were going to cooperate, and they did, and they cooperated in the murder of the Jews. To now turn them into victims in the Holocaust, which is what Trump did in his speech, is an atrocious example of Holocaust revisionism and spitting on the graves of 6 million Jews who were murdered. In every area, Trump has betrayed us. He's betrayed the Jews, he's betrayed Israel, he's betraying America, he's betraying his own supporters. And people still don't get it. And people, they won't get it until it's too late, apparently. Anyway, we're going to continue, of course, to tell the truth, whether it's popular or unpopular. We're going to continue to be a voice of truth. Eventually, people hopefully will wake up and realize the devastating consequences of what's going on here. And the consequences will be devastating unless something happens to stop all of this madness. In the meantime, we need your help to promote the truth and to stand for the truth. And especially, I mean, our advertising campaign, as far as our budget is concerned, that goes to Israel. That's what we're doing. Israel's a small country. It's a country where when we reach tens of thousands of people with advertising, which we're doing, that can have an impact. That can have an impact. We want to have a much bigger impact. We need desperately to have a much bigger impact, so we need all the support we can get. Help us, fight with us, join with us. If we work together, we can make this a better world. If we're all determined and we work together as a team. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.